And I must say it gives me great pleasure to read this particular article on pages 2 and 3, which is headed Death Notices Find a Reincarnation, written by Tim Barlas. Died at Portland Head on the 15th instant, Mr. James Davison, an old and respectable settler. That was a death notice in the first edition of the Herald of April the 18th, 1831. They've come a long way since then. Dearly beloved wife of, a requiem mass will be held, forever in our thoughts, no flowers. At the end of the notices nowadays is a small panel that says, if you know anyone who is print handicapped, please let them know that the Sydney Morning Herald death summary is read on Radio 2RPH 1224 AM and 100.5 FM. Hearing someone read out death notices may not be your preferred chill-out mix. 2RPH also does news, travel, health, and a book at bedtime. But, bizarrely, it forms the basis of a new play opening in Newtown on June the 13th. The production, Air, is a black comedy about death and grief and is set in a community radio station. Joanna Erskine was in a playwriting challenge a few years back. Each bard was given a copy of the Herald and asked to come up with a play within 24 hours, after which time it would be performed in front of an audience. It had been a quiet news day and the panel caught Joanne's eye. I thought, isn't that an incredible thing, that someone sits there and reads the death notices and that people listen, she said. I thought, what is it like being that person who reads the death notices every day? I am not normally a comic writer, but to my surprise, people laughed, and I thought that was really important. Certainly in my experiences of death and grief, humour is always there. I first wrote it as a cathartic response to the death of my mum, and then 7 years later my father died in very different circumstances, and the play changed as a result of my own experience. Annabelle, the lead character played by Eloise Snape, reads out the death notices, and one evening, during the graveyard shift, some interesting things start to happen. What happens to disrupt Annabelle's world is that the station phone rings and she answers it on air, which opens up a line of communication between the world of the living and the world of the dead, Ms. Erskine said. Without giving too much away, we find out what has happened in her life and what her relationship with grief is and what ghosts she has in the closet. But it is about everyone's grief and how we all deal with grief in different ways. Miss Snape used to be an announcer on Radio 2RPH. I read articles from women's magazines, she said. And Air is at the old 505 Theatre from June the 13th to June the 30th.